Welcome to I'm Spiritual, Dammit. I'm your host, Jennifer Weigel, and joining me in studio, psychic and medium, Susan Rowland. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I am so grateful to have you because I've heard about you, and I know you've been on Windy City Live, and you've been on ABC and WGN Radio and all sorts of things, WLS. I mean, you've kind of been all around locally, yeah. And I feel that it's bizarre that we have yet to have met. So it's about time.
We're saving the best for last.
All right. Like you're thinking. All right. So, Susan, now talk to me about your gifts coming to you. You were very young when they showed up. The age of six, is that correct?
Yeah. Well, the age of six is when I noticed a difference.
Okay.
So I always tell people when children have the gift, if it fades after 6, 7 years old, because all children really do have the gift when they're young to see spirit.
Right.
Okay. They see spirit like I'm looking at you and you're looking at me. It's
right.
Not an iridescent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because kids are more pure.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so with me, I didn't know the difference until age six when my grandfather died.
And then you saw your grandfather?
Well, we weren't allowed to go to the funeral and the wake.
How come?
My mother thought we were too young, and she didn't like that. So make a long story short, after the funeral, my mother was on a chair in a cabinet, and I saw her looking at something, and I said, Mom, what are you looking at? And she goes, they're not for your eyes to see. And she put the pictures in an envelope and put them to the top and she took the chair and she left. And of course, you know, I always say, what do you think a six-year-old's going to do? They're going to climb up and they want to see what you were looking at. And I did. And I see my grandfather in a casket.
Right.
And he looked very peaceful. There was nothing morbid about it. He looked like he was sleeping in a beautiful, elegant blue suit. Mm-hmm. I still see the flowers around him, sleeping very peaceful. And I thought, that's odd. Why is he there when he's right here? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was the difference in my life at six to actually see spirit
and
the living.
And it didn't scare you because you didn't know anything was different about it.
No, I never got scared.
Okay.
Never. You know, I help a lot of families with their children. They're very intuitive. A lot of children are very, very frightened by it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do bring their children. I mean, I can probably, small babies, and I can tell the parents what to look for and what's going to go on with them.
I think it's really important that you're talking about this because a lot of people who don't have the toolbox, if you will, to handle their intuitive children just go for medication and they just want to put them on meds because they want them to fit in with everybody else. I have a highly intuitive child. He's super empathic. He's sensitive. He's been able to see my dad who's been dead, since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
My son was born in 2006. Mm-hmm. So there is a definite, you know, he's got a wiring system that I do not have, but a lot of people I interview have.
Yeah.
And a lot of people you work with have.
Yeah.
And yet, at the same token, some people are like, oh, just ignore it. Oh, don't talk about it. But that's not the way to handle this. The way to handle this is to empower them.
Right.
Help them feel like they fit in, not that they are an outcast, right? And give them tools to work with it better.
Well, I think that when you have a gift and you're bestowed that,
mm-hmm.
you have to learn how to make it work for you, not against you.
Right.
Now, this is why there's so much a lot of people that are intuitive, they're either alcoholics or drug abuse because they hear the voices. They don't know how to shut them off. Now, I hear them all the time.
Right.
I see them all the time. Most people are never alone. I can see exactly who's next to you, what's going on. I've learned to have it go with me.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not learning how to do it correctly, you can have a very lonely, tragic life. And that's why I say I bring the subject of schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I think most of the people that are diagnosed this way, I don't think they're schizophrenic. I do think that not only are they intuitive, but if there's something dark about them that they've allowed come into their space, their core,
right,
what I call it.
Right, right.
Okay.
So they've allowed a dark energy to kind of rent the condo.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what I believe. And then, you know, that dark energy. Now, that's an energy is one thing to have something negative. We all absorb it.
Right.
And I always tell people, why do you take a bath or a shower to clean your body? You have to take the same measures of clearing and cleansing your space.
So how often do you clear and cleanse your space?
Every day.
Every day. How do you do it?
Every day.
Multiple times a day?
Sometimes. It just depends.
Mm-hmm.
I keep myself in good working order. I have to.
Yes. Yes. It's like putting the best gas in your car.
It is. You know, a lot of people say, well, just envision the white light, you know, the white bubble. And, you know, no, it's not enough.
What do you do?
Put the suit of armor is what I call it.
Okay.
put the suit of armor, envision a suit of armor all over you. This is what's going to give you strength. They call it the Joan of Arc armor.
Well, doesn't that then prevent the light that others could give to you? Loving conversation or no?
No, it doesn't. Okay. You know what? It will never take away anything that's good.
Got it. It's the armor that keeps away all of its bad.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, big time. Big time.
Okay.
Okay. Just like when you sage and you clear and cleanse, it never takes away spirit that's crossing to the light.
Got it.
Once you cross into the light, you have carte blanche coming back and forth. Uh-huh. Now, that saging will never do anything to their energy.
Right. That'll keep the light.
Sure.
Okay. It just gets rid of the dark.
So you do. You know, I always say, get yourself a white sage stick. Mm-hmm. There's different aspects of sage, but always go with white sage. Palo Santo is another good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I call white sage the soap.
Yep.
And Palo Santo, the lotion. That's a good way to remember what to do first.
Now, it's so interesting. We just had Echo Bodine up at the Wilmette Theater, who's written a lot of books, and she's a medium psychic healer. And she does, before she does her work, she burns the Palo Santo.
Uh-huh.
So in the Wilmette Theater, I was burning it, and a couple of people were having a reaction to it.
Yeah.
They were, like, allergic to it.
Oh, you could be allergic to sage. My husband.
Oh, you're kidding.
He can't, you know. But listen, he knows me. Anybody who knows me, it's either you go with it or you leave.
Right. No kidding. So you just step out while you're doing the saging and come back in. That doesn't mean that your husband has dark energy and can't deal with the cleansing.
No. Okay. And it's funny, when he sees me do it, as much as he's allergic to it, he stands up and I do the outline of his body and hold your arms up and just do it. Love doing that with children. And ironically, most children and animals love it.
Right. Because they know it's like taking a shower.
They're pure.
Yeah. And it's cleansing their energetic body.
It is.
So for anybody who's listening, and this might sound silly, but if you're driving in your car right now, picture that happening. Picture a shower taking all the dark energy off of you and going down the drain back into the universe for healing.
That's
getting off of your body, and so that you are just radiating and beaming pure light. Because if you're unconscious walking around the day, you are the lint roller that rolls on that carpet with the lady who has five cats.
Absolutely.
You're picking up all the sludge.
You are.
Okay.
And people don't realize it.
It's unconscious.
It very. I mean, it's a very, you know, people don't realize that they're doing it, and they just don't know what to do. And I have quite a bit of doctors that come see me.
Okay.
The medical profession is huge for me.
Gotcha.
Science versus spirituality. Mm-hmm. But interesting enough, they are coming around. They see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a hospital, think about when you have to go and get a root canal. Do you think you're jumping up and down? I can't wait to get the root canal.
Right.
All right, now think about this for a second. All that energy that you are surrounding yourself
with, your fears
and your anxiety, is going into that dentist's office. So think about hospitals, death, pain.
Right.
All right. So
they need a lot of white sage.
Well, you need to buy the bushel.
Right, yeah.
But think about it. So usually when I have a lot of the medical profession come see me, their professional life is great. It's prosperous. But they're... Their personal's havoc.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach them, and a lot of times they don't sleep.
Yep.
Okay. When I see people that can't sleep, that's another red flag.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But I always say, when you're intuitive, you suffer from anxiety. It does go hand in hand.
And the anxiety could also be, like we were talking about earlier, a renter. Right? An energetic renter who's renting your body, renting your space, getting in your head, like you were talking about schizophrenia earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that is the cause of sleeplessness, is
Absolutely.
That we've got an attachment that we don't know we have.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you do. And, you know, a lot of times people say, Susan, I went to a psychic and she said that I had dark energy, and for $500, she's going to remove the curse. And I says, first of all, let me make this really perfectly clear.
Yeah.
There are no curses.
Okay.
I do not believe in them.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's dark energy.
Yes.
Let's move it. Carry it.
And guess what? It's not going to cost you five grand to go buy a tabernacle and 16 crosses.
And I've had one client that spent $5,000. I had another one who spent $2,500. And I said, here, I do YouTubes once a week. My videos come out for free.
Okay.
I'm showing you. I'm talking to you. I zoom in on a subject.
Right.
Let's talk about it.
Right.
I will do that every week.
So if people want to go to your website, SusanRowlan.com.
L-E-N.
Thank you. L-E-N.com. If I had my readers on, I could see it.
Don't worry.
All right. So there's your YouTube videos. There's all sorts of stuff. There's testimonials. It talks about you.
Yeah.
You also talk really openly about helping your daughter who has autism or had autism.
Her autism has been in remission since she's been 10.
Okay. And how did you do that?
Well, I didn't realize it could be done.
Okay.
All right. You know, when she was very, very young, she was diagnosed with with a verbal autism, and I remember sitting in the audiologist, and I says, what the heck does that mean? I had no idea.
Right.
Well, you know, what parent really knows?
Right. They just said, another disorder label that they want to give us, right?
Well, it was real, what she had, I'll tell you, because she was a tough kid. But I have to say, what I didn't understand was what did that mean? And they said her auditory was severely, severely impaired. So central auditory processing disorder, when it falls under a category of severeness, it does fall under autism. Mm-hmm. You've got autism spectrum disorder, Asperger syndrome, dyslexia, ADHD, ADD. Believe me, I'm one of the mothers that lobbied Congress about over vaccinating. I'm a big fan of vaccinating. Just maybe we need to kind of slow it down.
Spread them out.
Just spread them out. Okay. But to make a long story short, I really dived in. So, you know, interesting enough, I just thought, well, let me see how I'm going to help her.
Right.
You know, I was very much in the dark. She was in, let's say, private, public, religious, gifted.
Right.
Okay. None of them seemed to really work. And that's when I decided I'm going to homeschool her and get the best of the best people to come in. I turned my basement, my poor husband, who had a pool table and a car table and his man cave, went out the door.
Right.
We turned it into a school. Mm-hmm. And we had five specialists every single day. Handle her and teach her at her own pace. Now, there was a lot of experimental therapies that I did because I'm big on wellness.
Right.
So I did a lot of therapies from Germany and Switzerland.
Okay. And were some of those cognitive exercises, cranial sacral, you know, acupuncture, everything?
All of it.
Okay.
Occupational therapy, AIT, you name it. I tried it.
Yes.
Diet, gluten and dairy.
That's the biggest thing, I think. I mean, if you're putting the worst gas in your car, you're not going to have good results. And for these highly sensitive kids, we're pumping them through with dyes and high fructose corn syrup and MSG, and it's not going to help.
It's not going to help.
Yeah.
And so I removed everything. And back in those days, my daughter now is 26 years old, but back in those days, we had Whole Foods. But let me tell you, you didn't have as much of the baking products that were already there. I had to bake a lot.
Yeah.
So when she went to a birthday party, I never wanted her to feel so bad. So I really would pump up getting the best cake, making the best desserts. So kids would want her stuff.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
But let me tell you, it was tough for 2 years. And then we gradually introduced her back into public school. She was the first child in District 203 in Naperville that went part-time.
Got it.
She went for the courses that she did very well with.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that she didn't, she retained at home with the specialists.
Got it.
But this is a kid that they said, well, this is all she's going to be. We're going to help her. And I thought, I don't think so.
So where is she today?
She is a high fashion photographer.
Oh, my gosh.
Her stuff's in Vogue.
Fully functioning well, obviously.
Has a studio downtown Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell.
Right.
Happy-go-lucky kid.
Right.
She's a beautiful young adult. Definitely fantastic. But, you know, and graduated Columbia in 3 years.
Right.
With a 3.6.
Right.
Now, people go, how the heck did you do it? Well, listen. Yeah, it took a lot. We didn't go on any trips.
Right.
My husband and I constantly worked overtime. And the bottom line is I had tutors from 6 years through college.
Right.
You have to decide early on what your investment's going to be.
Right. Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear, well, you know, we have another child and all of the diet's too hard. I've heard every excuse. Either you're in it or you're not.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm sorry.
The diet's too hard thing I get really annoyed with because that's just lazy. Because now there's a Whole Foods on every corner, but even the Jewels have all the organic products.
But you can go to the restaurants and get a gluten-free, dairy-free menu. It's all there.
It is. It's totally there.
Okay.
All right.
But it's what you want. But, you know, going back to it, here's the thing I tell parents.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad your child is going through something,
right?
You have to be the light.
Right.
Remember that. Mm-hmm. What, you know, I got to tell you, I never thought she was going to be, in remission. Okay. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is I always looked at her as she was perfect to me. She was perfect to my husband.
Right.
I didn't say, oh my God, why is God punishing us?
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. I always say bad things happen to good people every day, but this river wasn't bad.
Right.
My daughter is the divine teacher. Let's face it. She signed up in a pre-birth assignment to teach my husband and I.
Mm-hmm. And you think we choose our parents?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Everything's free will. It's not one-sided.
So She chose you guys.
She sure did.
And she knew that you were the ones that were going to help her through this journey. How does your daughter feel about you being a psychic medium?
It's funny because she's also one as well.
I was going to ask.
I did a YouTube
family. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a family business. Okay, so does she want to become you?
No. But here's the thing. Her gift is when there's missing children or children that have been abducted and have been murdered. Now, they come to her.
Okay. The children that have been abducted and murdered, they come to her.
They come to her.
And then do you take her to police stations to help solve these cases?
Yeah, done that numerous times.
Okay.
Or kids that have been abducted and later on, you know, they're still alive, but they're, you know, adopted by another family, whatever.
Sure.
But she's right on the money every time.
Unbelievable.
And she doesn't want it.
She doesn't want the gift, but she's got it.
She's got it.
At least she's using it to help.
She is. She's really good. You know, 2 seconds, that's all she needs with you.
Wow.
That's
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Okay,
so forget 5 minutes, forget 15 minutes.
Right.
Boom. Got it.
She's got it.
And let me tell you, she helps me out.
I can imagine. So that comes to my other question about can you read your loved ones? Can you read your husband? Can you read your daughter? Is it harder for you to connect into, you know, those that are really close to you?
With my daughter, I have an invisible umbilical cord.
Got it.
Now, I'm going to give you, for instance, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, it'll be 2 weeks today.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I can't believe it went by this fast. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning, and I see my daughter in a red shirt, and there's fire all around her.
Ooh.
I said, something's wrong.
Right.
Now, I almost called her at 3:30 in the morning, and something said, wait a minute, you might be waking her up.
Right.
I don't want to do that. You know, she just moved into a new home with her boyfriend. I says, ugh. I couldn't go back to sleep. So what do you think I did? I have the phone right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something said the phone's going to ring. Half hour later, on the first ring, I pick it up. Mm-hmm. I says, what's wrong? She goes, Mom, something's wrong. I don't know. My back's on fire. I don't know if I broke my back. I says, what is it? She goes, I don't know. I says, go to Good Sam's. Dad and I are coming. We're on our way.
What's Good Sam's?
Well, Good Sam Hospital.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah,
Downers Grove.
Got it.
Long story short, she had a kidney stone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And it was very complicated. It wasn't a typical one because they had to do emergency surgery. It was lodged sideways.
Oh, fun.
But I saw the fire.
You saw the fire.
Saw the fire.
Yeah.
And she said it felt like her back was on fire.
Okay. So that's a great example of how a symbol might come through.
Yeah.
One healer was talking about how somebody asked if they were going to become a parent and have a kid. And then she saw a picture of Darth Vader and heard, Luke, I am your father. That's the answer. Yes, you're going to be a dad. It's going to be a boy.
You know what? I like what you just said.
Yeah.
I had a client that came to me, and she wanted to make contact with loved ones. So in the reading, I says, you have an aunt, and she keeps saying she gave you something. She goes, yeah. Now, maybe somebody else would have said a piece of jewelry, this, that. All of a sudden, I got a terrible pain in my left kidney.
Ooh.
I said, your aunt gave you her kidney.
Oh. And?
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Transplanted.
Wow.
And then, you know, her aunt later died of complications of something else. Mm-hmm. And she just started to just cry. And she goes, oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow.
I said, there you go, honey. Your aunt's
so
here.
Can you do medical intuition as well?
So I'm actually very good at it. When I was a kid, I used to go up to people and I used to say, you got cancer in your throat.
Yeah.
Or what's in your stomach? Or, oh, you've got two babies in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mother.
You just said that to me. You're not talking about me. Okay.
No,
thank you.
No.
That would have been an interesting trick.
You know, we share something. We both have only children.
Yes. Yes.
I take it you only have one?
Yes, I
okay,
do.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
No. You're done.
I'm done. Yes. One and done.
What do they say? One and done.
One
right?
and done.
That's my motto there.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, no, I medically, there's a lot of people that I have saved.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but here's the thing. Okay. When I get a message, I will zoom in on a part of a body and it's talking to me.
Right.
Okay. I just had a lady 2 weeks ago came and saw me on a Saturday at my Oak Brook office. And I said, I got to be honest with you. Go and get an MRI done. You've got a mass in your back. She goes, my back's been killing me, but I figured it was a herniated disc. I said, you have a mass.
Oof.
Go.
Right.
I just got an email about 3 days ago. She said, Susan, the mass is the size of a grapefruit. Now they're going to do a biopsy. I go, it's not cancerous, but they've got to take it out. That's where you're getting the pain.
Got it.
Sure enough, bam. Okay.
I have an incredible pain in my left back, and I thought maybe it was kidney or just that I whacked it out. Please don't say I have a mass.
No, you don't have a mass.
Okay.
You don't have a mask. I promise you.
Thank you.
No, okay. You don't have a mask. But I got to tell you, I do get that. There was a man that she wanted to know about, you know, people, her loved ones.
Sure, sure, sure.
I says, your dad, I think he's very physically fit. She goes, yes, he is.
Yeah.
I says, he's going to have open heart surgery. She goes, no way. Now you're so off base. She got mad at me.
Yeah.
I said, I'm just telling you,
right.
Your dad's got heart problems. He's right. Clogged up.
Ooh, boy.
Tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did.
Yeah.
He went for a stress test.
And? How many blockages?
The next day, they set him up for emergency surgery.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah. So, you know, or polyps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can tell you. Go get a colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. I can tell you if you've got hormone level problems, if you're a heavy bleeder, all of those things. I can see it.
Does that ever worry you going into that level as far as like people saying, well, wait a minute, this didn't work out, or you just feel like you're divinely guided, this is your job, and you're going to spit it out?
I am going to spit it out, but if I get a strong feeling, I'm being guided. And here's the way it works.
Okay.
My spirit guides are tapping into your spirit guides.
Okay.
Because your spirit guides want me to tell you. Or a loved one is going to tell you. Like maybe your father's coming through and he's going to say, look, I need you to tell my daughter, da, 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 da.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you talk to the spirit guides, you talk to the deceased. Do we all have spirit guides? Are some of our guides our dead loved ones, or are they a different category? Are they angelic? Talk to me about your theory and what we have as far as our spirit posse.
Everybody, it's good. I like the posse bit. Okay. Everybody's got their own level.
Mm-hmm.
When you come into this lifetime, you're coming on your own course of level of what you need to experience.
Okay.
So your level might be different than mine. Nope. Yours is different than your son's. Mm-hmm. Everyone's is different. Okay.
Right.
You're not better than anybody else, but it's a different level.
Sure.
Okay. Now, when it comes to spirit guides, you can have as many as 30 to 300, maybe 3,000.
Sure.
Okay. You have spirit guides that have, I always say, angels have never been human. Let's get this straight.
Right. They are straight with the wing family, and that is that.
They're extensions of God. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Second of all, spirit guides can be people that occupied this earth that you knew, or maybe you never met before.
Okay.
And then there's different times in our lives where we will be having incorporeal beings.
Okay.
You can have a Jesus, you can have a Moses, you can have a Blessed Mother, you can have a saint.
Right. Archangel Michael? That's different. That's an archangel.
Well, archangel, he's the head honcho of the seven.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love and protection.
Yeah. He's a good one to have on your side, I'm guessing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he is. And I say that a lot. When you're saging and you're cleansing, he is the one to call out for. So when you're saging, you say, Archangel Michael, please remove all negative entities that occupy the space.
Mm-hmm.
Please fill it with pure love, joy, and good health. Thank you. Always, always remember the gratitude.
Okay. Yeah, because gratitude produces more gratitude.
Well, you know, they live for two things, for you to recognize them, but for gratitude.
Right. So it's interesting you say that. As they are sending us signs and signals from the other side, which they can do, they will send more the more you acknowledge them and say thank you. It's like putting up a flare to your loved ones on the other side and saying, I'm on, the radio's on, guys, keep sending them. What kind of signs and signals can we look for from our loved ones on the other side?
I just had somebody I read yesterday, a gentleman, and I kept saying coins. I says, what's with the big dollar coins? He goes, my father used to collect them.
Okay.
I said, okay, well, there's his sign right there.
Right.
You know, you could do the hokey pokey feather and all that, but you know what? Don't look for all, you can't. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you have to think about your loved one. How would your loved one send you something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And that's how I kind of look at it.
Okay.
Whether it's a baseball cap or it's a smell that they used to smell like.
Mm-hmm. Their favorite song coming on the radio right when you're thinking about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I kept seeing two swans, ceramic swans. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's with the swans, Mike? He said, I don't know.
And who's Mike?
This is a guy that I read.
Oh, okay.
A client.
Okay, got
and
it.
I know. I'm in the zone now.
Okay, cool.
And all of a sudden, he goes, I have no idea. Huh. Well, I got an email early this morning. He sent me the picture.
Mm.
And it was an ornament of his parents' first Christmas together.
With
two swans.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. And he said, the way you drew it on the paper is exactly. And he showed me the picture. I just got it. I'll show it to you later.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, all right, there you go. So really nice things. Flowers, your favorite color flower.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just a flower.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
That's like mom sending you something or dad sending you something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect.
So I do.
Okay.
Your son's a pistol.
My son?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I really like what he's about. This child will do anything. he will do, let's put it this way, anything he sets his mind, he's going to do it. He's going to do it well.
Okay, well, so, that's good to know, because he has a lot of anxiety because of how empathic he is. Well, he stops him from moving forward.
Well, let me tell you. He's got to watch his stomach and his intestinal and his bowels.
Yep.
I'm getting it loud and clear. Mm-hmm. So you got to really watch that. Mm-hmm. He, wherever he goes, it's always important that he knows where he's going. He's got to know where the washroom is.
Yep.
And he's got to know where he's going.
Totally.
Don't give him, I'm not saying you, in general, don't give him surprises.
No.
He's not into that.
You're so right.
Okay. I just got your son, like he's sitting right here.
Good, good, good.
Okay. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
He has, now your dad's coming through.
Okay.
He has a very investigative mind, your son.
Oh, yeah, very much.
And that's where your father is priding himself.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's just cracking up saying, this kid is relentless. He won't give up.
Right.
This is a child who is going to keep going till he gets what he wants. Now, I'm not talking about a spoil thing.
No.
If he's dead set up on something, he's going to do it. He's going to figure it out.
He's an Aries. Yeah.
Is he?
He's
okay.
Aries, yeah.
All right. Fire son. Okay. Yeah. But here's the thing, too. He's not lazy. He can be accident prone if he's not careful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because when he's thinking, you know, into something, he's not really thinking the longevity of it. He's just diving in. And, you know.
Right.
So I'm just seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, he's very blunt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's not going to BS anybody.
No.
So if you don't want to hear the truth, don't ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to just tell you straight out. And it's not because he's a child.
Right.
He's going to be that way.
Right.
There's nothing he won't do for you. Let me tell you, he's most happiest when he uses his mind and his physical being.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Sitting too long? No. He's got to get out there and move.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because it's almost like everything starts working for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boop, 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 boop. Okay.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the way he is.
Yeah.
Now, keep him busy.
Okay.
When he's alone too long with his thoughts, there's the anxiety.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When he is challenged into something that he really feels comfortable, there you go.
Yeah. If he feels comfortable, absolutely.
He has to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But and he can't be rushed.
Yeah, no, you're so right. And the no surprises thing is huge.
I
mean, honestly, if I say to him, hey, guess what? We're going to go to dinner with such and such. He's like, you didn't tell me that.
See?
Yeah, and he absolutely has trouble with that.
I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. But this child will overcome a lot.
Okay.
He now also has a very high threshold of physical and emotional pain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm warning you on it. So when something hurts him and it's not going away, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take him to the doctor, get it checked out. Now, his threshold of pain is much higher than somebody else's.
Okay. Okay. Good to note.
Because you can miss something that could have easily been fixed.
Got it. Interesting.
I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart. And he's also very unorthodox smart.
Yeah.
For instance, if you gave him instructions how to put something together, he doesn't want to read the instructions. He's going to figure it out himself.
Okay.
This is how he is. This is how his brain works.
Yep.
Love this kid. Now, as he gets older, he's going to be very much ahead of his time. The ideas that he comes up with, you should start journaling them.
Okay.
And you're going to see how ahead of time he is. Mm-hmm. I always say kids like your son who's so intelligent in an unorthodox way.
Right.
He's not in the next yard. He's on the next block.
Right. And but he doesn't fit into this traditional mold.
No,
which is really terrible.
Remember what I said?
Yes.
Unorthodox.
Yes, exactly.
Because a lot of times people can, you know, miss his intelligence.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. This is a very visual child.
Yeah, very visual.
That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he needs to do something with this and his hands.
Yeah.
Head and hands.
Completely.
Okay? This is where he's in alignment with himself.
Okay. Let's see. That's great to know.
I know. And he's also going to be very good with women.
Really?
Yes. As he gets older, he will.
He's only 11.
I know. But, you know, I like how strong you are because you're conditioning him and he is going to do very well.
Okay.
I love that. There are some kids who grow up to be adults and are not good with women.
I see.
Shame on their mothers for not doing that with them.
Right.
I love that you have the basis.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, he's going to do very well with women.
He's very respectful.
I know.
And with all grown-ups, he's very pleased and thank you. And that's just how we programmed
him. That's you.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be intimidated of a strong woman. He doesn't have an ego. Now, people are going to get this mixed up with your son, that sometimes he can be a little conceited as he gets older. No, he's sure of what he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how old your son is. He's still young.
11.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, you're going to remember me one day and you're going to remember what I said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to have this attitude of sureness. It's not conceit.
Right.
This is who he is.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, I always say to him, I go, what does your heart say? Because sometimes he just has a knowing. I'll give you an example. We just went to St. Louis to visit my mom, and we were going into a little shop very quickly, and we needed to pick up some items for my mom. And he just said, "Mom, no, not here." And I said, "What's up?" And he said, it doesn't feel right." And I looked around, and sure enough, there was like an argument right outside, a really bad argument. It looked like that the whole place was sort of in chaos. So we just kept on driving and went down to the next, went to a Home Depot down the road, and it was like flowers and peaceful and fabulous. And I said, "How does this one feel?" He's like, "Good."
Well,
good.
He'll walk a mile to not argue with anybody.
Right.
It makes him uncomfortable. But I'm going to say, you are very intuitive. Mm-hmm. Person, not because I think this is one of the reasons you went into this.
Yeah.
Your son took a lot from you. Mm-hmm. I have to say this.
Okay.
Okay. He's got the sensitivity.
Yeah.
He's got the investigative mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the psychicness. Okay.
Yeah.
So I need you to understand that this is definitely who you are.
Yeah. Well, it helped me as a reporter, that's for sure.
I say, why do, and I work with a lot of police, why do they have a hunch? It's that gut feeling.
Completely.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. And I use mine all the time.
Exactly.
And I've taught my son to use it.
But he also has it.
Yeah.
You can teach kids to a certain amount. Mm-hmm. You still have to have it within you.
Do you think we're all born with it?
To a degree.
Okay.
No. And I say this to people, everyone could sing, but not everybody sings like Barbara Streisand.
Right. It's some of us suck in the shower, but others can, really perform.
We have different levels.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And seriously, a lot of times people say, I want to do what you do. And I say, well, okay. And there are people that I know are going to do really well, and I encourage them.
Right.
I'll even tell them what they have to do.
Right.
But then there's people that actually think that they're the wannabe psychics.
And they're going to hang a shingle, and they don't have the gift.
They don't have the gift, but they're going to get very, very sick.
Oh. Because they're absorbing other people's gunk?
You have to learn how to do it.
Right.
It isn't just, like I said, the bubble effect.
Right, sure.
It's more than that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You have to know what you're doing. You also have to know exactly what you're saying to people. You have people's emotional lives in your hands.
Truly. And also medically, if you're talking about, this is going to happen, or tell them to go get a stress test or whatever, I see a mass.
You're playing with fire.
Yeah, yeah.
You better know what you're saying.
Right, right.
But I've learned to really understand when I'm getting a direct message, believe me,
right.
And they're not going to shut off in me until I say it.
So what do you hear? Are you clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant, all the above? Oh. So right now when you were picking up on my son, it's like he was here, or you were just feeling him, or you were just tapping into him?
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
All right.
I can see. And he's best when, he needs a certain amount of downtime every day by himself.
He does. He absolutely does. Yeah.
I can actually see that he's alone. People go, "Oh gosh, he's alone." No.
He likes it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I could just see what he's about, and I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely see that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is there ever a time where you're working with a client and it's dead air? I mean, you're just sort of sitting there and it's like their guides are on vacation, or, because some people, I think their skepticism could shut down and make them cynical.
Yes.
So does that ever happen for you? Like somebody was bought something, maybe if they go to your website and they get it as a gift and they go and they're like, "Oh, fine, I'll go." If they're reluctantly involved, are they not going to get a good experience?
I've done about, thousands of them,
thousands
throughout my life. I can't even tell you how many readings I've had, but I'm going to tell you this. I've had about three in my lifetime, and learning what I've had to deal with, because years ago, if you're skeptic, I'm going to make a believer. And I always did. And I'm not interested in that anymore.
No, I don't want to prove to you.
Honestly,
yeah.
Jennifer, I do not care.
Right.
I respect you, but if you don't, that's okay. I'm really gearing more towards people that really need it.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that. Now, if I had a lady 2 weeks ago, she came in and I go, "So what brings you here?" I always ask the question,
what brings you here?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "I want to see what you see." I says, "Okay, now in my website, I have an FAQ page.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I email you, I always say, have a couple of questions."
Yes.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have a question, you will, when you see what comes out, just for one little question, I'm going to give it to you.
Correct.
Okay. She goes, "No." And she's sitting there like this with her
arms crossed. Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I says, "Listen, did you not go on my website?" And she goes, "Yeah, I did." And I go, "Did you go on my FAQ?" I kind of skimmed through it. I said, "Give me a question." You know what she said to me?
What?
She says, "I have nothing to ask." I go, "Really? You're not curious about anything? Job, direction,
life?" Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. No.
Nobody's going to a psychic medium if they've got it all figured out. I'm sorry.
I said to her, "Honestly, if you're not going to get your act in gear, you got to leave."
Yeah. What'd you do?
Then she asked a question about a loved one. And then all of a sudden, he started to come.
Right.
But it's like, come on, people.
It's like walking into a restaurant and saying, "Give me what you got." instead of ordering, I want an appetizer. I really want the steak. You know, no. You can't just walk in and say, give me everything you got, because then that doesn't help anybody.
You're right. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Here's the magic thing, and everybody thinks they're funny. Well, you should know you're the psychic.
Right. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. If I could just punch everybody in the face who says that. You know, and it's really fun because now that I'm having more and more of these conversations with people like you, Susan, who are at the point in their lives where they say, I am not here to prove the skeptic and make them a believer. If you don't believe, then you don't believe, okay. But don't waste our time. That's an energy exchange. And obviously they are curious and possibly wanting to believe if they're sitting in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't go to the effort of driving to your location and showing up if they didn't want something to be true. If they didn't want to think that there is more than what we can see or touch. So in your decades of doing this, what do you think you know for sure?
Oh, I can tell you there's God.
Okay. And for those who don't have a construct of what God is, would you call it the universe, life force, or just God?
Honestly?
Yeah.
God is everything that's good.
Okay. Got it.
Anything good, from light to animal spirits to human spirits to nature spirits.
Okay.
To everything. A flower that bloomed.
Mm-hmm.
And the only flower that stood out of a tsunami. This is God.
Right.
Okay.
Then how do we explain all the bad things that are in that? Is that God too?
That's necessary.
It's necessary.
But it's not what God did.
I see. Okay. It's what we did.
Uh-huh. I always say God gets a bad rap.
I gotcha. But God created, sociopaths and psycho killers too. You know, so we have these people. And then, of course, with your line of work, bad things happen all the time to really good people.
Yeah.
Tragic things.
We don't live in heaven.
No, we don't. This is our school, right?
This is school. Mm-hmm. And when you've learned what you needed to learn, you graduate to the higher power.
Okay. And so for those who go into victim mode of, I lost my, mom tragically, or lost a child tragically, or all these things, I have interviewed many people who believe that there are no accidents, that we are divinely guided and choose, so even the tragic circumstances, do you believe that even tragic circumstances of deaths like today in Barcelona, right? The person that was hit by the truck and killed was meant to be there, or are there circumstances of random chaos when a bad thing can happen?
No, I think they were meant to be there for the chaos to be understood.
Okay. So even someone's tragic death is divinely planned in some really weird way.
Yes, it is. And sometimes it's not meant for us to understand. Listen, when I have clients, I cry sometimes with them. I'm
sure.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
But there are ones and I'll just cry with them. It is the most, it's very heartfelt.
Right.
Okay.
Of course.
But I do tell them sometimes we don't understand it. Mm-hmm. But I think what makes it really comforting is when their loved ones come through and I have a complete dialogue of what they're saying and only they knew. I have no idea. And I'll say things. I said, what does this mean? I don't know what this means. And they're like, oh my God, this is what they are.
Right. Okay. It's an evidential experience for them to know that it's just for them.
It's not for me.
No. Right.
Do you know that after 24 hours, I really seldom ever remember my readings?
I believe it because that's what most people say that I interview that are like you. It's coming through them. It's not of you. It's through you.
Well, yesterday, you want to hear something really cool? I thought this was cute. I had a lady come and she wanted to make contact and she says, just see who comes. And I said, thank you for being open to just seeing who comes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
but at least she told you she wanted to talk to a dead person instead of just give me everything you got.
Yeah. You want to like this lady. She was a really sweet lady and her mom came. I always say there's always one that's like the head honcho, the leader of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And she started talking about things. I said, she keeps talking about the old piano. Did you have an old piano? She says, oh my God, we all have piano lessons on this piano. My mother taught us piano lessons. I go, your mother, beautiful hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I says, your mother, and I'm, petting my hand, rubbing my hand. I said, had the softest hands in the world. Now, I don't have soft hands.
Mm-hmm.
My hands
turned soft.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I said,
they're still soft.
Well, she goes, oh my God.
Wow.
This is exactly how my mother felt.
Wow.
Her mother came through me.
Wow.
It was great. I loved it.
You know, this is so interesting, too, because I interviewed a man, Daniel Drazen, who did this movie called The Skull Experiments. And this was in a town in England where they had all these mediums sort of in the basement. And for 5 years, they documented all this research. And one of the things that happened was these items fell out of thin air. They call it like an app post, like literally a newspaper from 1944 just landed on this table. And this is so incredible. And these there are all these circumstances of this evidence. To me, now, in this day and age, we have the ability to track these experiences with actual proof, so to speak, right?
Oh, yeah.
From digital EVPs to the film to, you know, actual witnesses.
Yeah.
And so why do you think it's so hard for people to still wrap their head around the fact that our loved ones on the other side can communicate through those with a better radar than most and give us loving messages? Why is that so hard for us? Over 250 million people believe that Jesus talked to Mary from the dead, but this stuff... too weird. Why?
They're afraid.
Yeah.
I think they're just afraid. You know, fear is a natural emotion, but when the fear becomes larger than us, we have a problem.
Right.
And I always tell people, you are in control the whole time. Fear, don't let fear become the tree that keeps growing and growing. It's a weed.
Right. Fear just creates more fear.
Well, I do. And I always say, you have the invisible axe, and you can cut that fear down anytime you want.
Right. Right.
That's where I say that to them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let that get out of hand. And only you can allow that. But you can also allow to cut it.
Right.
And stop it.
We can't control what happens to us, but we can control how much we let the fear grow inside of us and take over.
You know, I met a woman. She was a client. And I said, what brings you? And there was one out of six people that came. And there was a big party. And she says, well, you know, I came for, you know, so-and-so. I says, okay. I says, what would you like to know? She goes, anything you want to tell me, I'm going to be open to everything. Well, all of a sudden, I see four children.
Mm-hmm.
But ironically, I see two that passed. Now, I have to be very careful how I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Okay? So I said, you have four children? She says, yes, I do. She's an older lady in her 70s.
Okay.
And I said, I see two children disconnected.
That's a good way to put it, disconnected.
She says, well, yeah. She says, I can see that. She says, what do you see? And I said, I see ambulances and I see cars and I see police and I see paramedics. I says, did one child pass through an accident?
Mm-hmm.
She says, yes, a DUI hit my child.
Mm.
I says, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right.
She says, yeah, I know. She says, happened a long time ago.
Got it.
I says, why do I keep seeing another car with a second child? I want to be very careful.
Right.
She says, well, 7 years later, the same tragic accident bestowed my second child. Now, this is a woman who had the same thing happen to two of her children within 7 years.
And she signed up for this? Her soul signed up for this?
Well, interesting enough, there were no words for me.
Right.
I mean, and especially if you're a mother, know that. I mean, there's nothing worse than a child.
Right, right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But then two?
Right.
Okay. I said to her, how do you go on?
Right.
You know what she said to me?
Hmm.
I'll never forget it. She said, well, when this happened a second time, I said to my husband, we can either sink or we can swim.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have two children here and we have grandchildren. And it just depends what we're going to focus on.
Right.
We can't compete with God.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, I started to cry.
I'm sure.
I did.
I'm sure.
I just said, my God, you are something. And she said, well, what am I going to do? I miss my children every day, but I know they're with God, and I'm not going to compete with their destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to let it go.
Yep.
Now,
amazing.
That to me was unbelievable.
True.
She, now, you know, two children, 7 years, same tragic accident.
Right.
And both of them, DUI drivers that hit into their children, their children.
Mm.
Now, most parents would never survive this. I'm not going to kid you now.
Yeah, right.
But she chose to look at it and just say, I can't compete with a higher power.
And still be there with, and that's something that's so important. I just got an email from somebody saying, I need your advice. I'm going to forward it to you. I need your advice. I need a medium because this friend of mine has tragically lost their one child, but they still have a four-year-old and they're just not tending to the four-year-old because they're so grief-stricken over the older child's passing. I think the older child was in their 20s. So it's like an incredible span between the kids, and she's just not present now for her younger child. If anyone out there is listening and something terrible happens to you and you still have children, you know, like, take this advice from this wonderful woman.
I'm going to tell you, I learn every day from spirits,
mm-hmm.
and I learn every day from my clients.
Right.
I'm telling you, they are unbelievable what I learned. The courage, the strength,
yeah.
the analogy, even the bad analogies that come from my clients, I am learning from them. And I'm learning to decide what I need to say
to
them.
What do you mean a bad analogy?
Well, when they have a bitterness to them.
Okay. A client comes in very angry.
Oh, I have a lot of clients
sure.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're very bitter. Mm-hmm. Okay. They don't want to go on. Do you know how many people that told me they were going to commit suicide?
Right.
Or people that don't want to go on anymore?
Right. Because of a tragic loss.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
It's really sad. But this is happening every day. And I'm going to tell you, I said to somebody once, you think you have it hard? You need to hang out with me, not a week,
mm-hmm.
not a month.
Right.
One day. I see 12 to 14 people a day in my office.
Right.
One day, it
yeah.
will put everything back in perspective.
Right. Right.
Okay?
Everybody's got something.
Sure they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you think yours is bad? You mm-hmm. ain't seen nothing.
Right.
And it's yeah. really, when I tell you that,
mm-hmm.
every day I'm reminded of it.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, you count your blessings, the simple things.
Right.
Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about your kid not getting to the Ivy League school.
Yeah.
Don't worry about getting the big house. Don't worry about any of that stuff.
Right. Just treat others the way you'd like to be treated and move forward.
But don't miss out on the moments.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many people that suffer severely from anxiety and they're perfectionists. And I said, you know what's sad? And they said, what? And I said that you're missing out on the moments because you can't relax and enjoy them.
Right.
You're just physically present,
right.
but you're not present emotionally.
Right. Because they're worrying about what's forward
mm-hmm.
and regretting about what's behind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
much so.
Oh,
and that's the tragedy,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
it's not, you know, what happens to you. It's what you do with it. That's the test of soul growth,
mm-hmm.
soul growth.
Susan, if people want to get in touch with you, do you do house parties? Do you do
I
classes,
do.
All these things?
I do mm-hmm. Parties and events on Sundays.
Okay.
As far as house parties, I'm booked through spring of 2018.
As far as readings, how far ahead are you booked?
Readings, you know what? It just depends.
People cancel all the time.
Well, not for me.
No, I'm just saying, like in
they
life,
do.
You know,
yeah.
things move around.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
No, I. You know what? I get about 400 emails a day.
Is that it?
Yeah, 400.
How do you deal with that?
I do it.
Okay.
I do it. But
okay.
you know what? It's okay. But I answer everybody. Everybody that comes and sees me,
mm-hmm.
I send a follow up.
Okay.
I send a reminder. I answer everybody's email within 24 hours. I only sleep about 3 hours a night.
What?
Not, yeah.
I'm looking at your husband going like, is this
yeah.
seriously? Only 3 hours a night?
That's it.
You're just like running on spirit.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And they give me the strength to do it.
Okay. I was going to say, at some point, yeah. girl, you need a massage.
I know. I don't want anybody touching me.
Pick up on their sludge.
Oh, that's I don't want anybody touching me.
Except your husband.
Only him. That's
okay.
it. He's the only one. No, I, you know, and everybody was, he gets a massage every week.
Good for you.
And that's great. I can't do that. Nope.
Can't? Nope.
No.
No.
Do not touch me. But I'm a hugger. I'll hug all my clients. Oh, yeah.
Cute.
I cry with them. I do
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
yeah.
don't want people rubbing you.
I got it.
Do a long distance healing on you or something. We'll get you kumbaya'd all good. Well, it was such a pleasure to talk with you, Susan.
Thank you.
You for all that you do.
Oh, no. Thank
yeah.
you for having me. I loved meeting you in person. I love your energy.
Oh, thank you.
And you are something. And you know what? You are a gift to what you're doing and bringing into light for so many people. Thank you for being the vessel because you are.
Well, thank you.
And I mean that.
It would be really great if some mainstream radio would have a program like this on a daily.
I wish.
You know, and so.
And you know what I would love it on? Mm-hmm. On a Sunday morning.
That would be fantastic.
Okay. Because
mm-hmm.
that's when everybody unwinds and they mm-hmm. want to start their day. They're calm. They don't have to maybe most of them go into work.
Right.
A Sunday morning would be great to do.
It would. And I've pitched it a million times and we'll just see if someday somebody gets the memo.
They will.
Okay.
Don't kid yourself.
Okay.
Don't be surprised if you ever got an offer of a talk show. And I know it's crazy, but we'll talk, you and I. But yes.
It's funny. Funny you should say that.
You will.
Okay.
I already got that coming here.
Okay.
In the car.
You did?
Yes, I did.
TV or radio?
It will be TV.
Interesting.
Okay. Don't rule that out.
Okay.
But yes,
mm-hmm.
and I will be your biggest fan, and I will put you on always.
Okay.
Yeah. No. This is more to come for you.
Fabulous.
I see you going like to the right, to the left, in the middle. You're going to go in so many different directions and you're going to do it.
Fantastic.
And the timing is coming that it's going to be suited for you for all the right reasons.
Okay. That's important.
You need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I know how bad you want it, but let's put you this way. Everything you've been conditioned for your whole life,
mm-hmm.
now you're going to start reaping the rewards.
Okay. Good to know.
I need you to know that, but
mm-hmm.
don't rule out the TV.
Oh no, it's been a
it's going to happen.
It's been a hope and a seed that's been planted for a while.
No, it is going to happen, and people are going to gravitate to that. They're going to like what you're about, and you are going to start making your mark in people's homes every day.
Great. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You'll be there too. Don't worry, we won't have a massage therapist on hand. I promise.
I'll buy you the massage.
All right. I'll take it. Thank you very much. Your husband and I will be lining up for them.
Thank you,
Susan,
again.
You're amazing. SusanRowlen.com. Get on that website. Watch her YouTube videos. Absorb the wisdom. And then for people listening right now, what can they do in their car right now to just, other than their cleansing of their aura, give them a sentence of wisdom that they can state out loud to help raise their vibration?
Release. Mm-hmm. And move forward. Don't look back.
Release and move forward. Don't look back.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, stay spiritual, damn it.
There you go.
All right. Oh, I'm so grateful that you are here. We will be in touch.
Okay, you got it.
And for all of you out there, you can find out more about these conversations in WGN Plus and at jenweigel.com. And we will talk with you next time.